I wasn't fast enough. Abuela appears behind me, already dressed with her makeup on, hair in a perfect bun.
Ben,
she says, holding two brushes and a flat iron. She gestures for me to follow her into her room. I really wanted to get a few knots out of my hair before she got started. She sits me down on the footstool facing her full-length mirror. As soon as my butt touches the seat, she hammers away with the hairbrush like she's some kind of blacksmith hairstylist. My head jerks as Abuela pulls. She takes a skinny comb with a long, pointy handle and splits my hair into sections with hair clips that look like chomping alligators. With one section in her hand, she takes the flat iron in the other. She feeds my hair into the iron and clamps down on the strands. Steam curls out like a dragon exhaling as the iron slides from the top of my head to my tips. Even though she's never burned me, I get nervous when Abuela gets close to my ears. I don't have my mom's jet black hair, but I have her curls, or waves. My hair swooshes like a rolling tide. But after Abuela's done with it, it's as flat as a pancake. Today, she straightens my hair out and puts it up into a ponytail.
Pa' que se quede liso, she says.
I guess she's worried that if I don't put my hair up, it will get wavy later. Abuela turns my head toward the window and keeps working. There's something comforting about the way the sun enters the room through the curtains in the morning. It's like a tap, tap, tapping on the window, telling me it's time to get the day started. A cardinal chirps on the branch of our cedar tree. It flits around, and I'm jealous of the little bird for having so much energy in the morning. I lean over to draw the curtains open and let in more light.
Quédate quieta, muchacha, Abuela says. You're moving around too much.
Aurelia, Mom says, popping into the room. Déjala con su pelo rizado.
Abuela stops tugging and looks back at Mom.
She's going to go to school with her hair curly and out of control. She won't be able to focus, Abuela says.
What? My mom replies. That's ridiculous.
Well, what will people think? I'll tell you, that she doesn't have anybody to take care of her. Is that what you want?
That's what this is about, my mom says. It's always about what other people think.
It's important to put your best foot forward, Abuela says, continuing to brush out my ponytail.
And I think her wavy hair is beautiful. It's her best foot, and I won't let you tell her otherwise. Mom winks while she scrunches her own hair. It's fine, Mom, I finally say. It's not really fine. Abuela's daily hair rituals hurt, and I think my hair is like a lion's mane, and I love lions. But I'm not interested in Abuela and Mom getting into another argument over my hair. Abuela finishes by putting a large blue bow on top of my head. I get up and move toward my mom, who is still standing at the door. She's wearing baggy sweatpants and a tank top and has her favorite fluffy argyle socks on. Her long, curly black hair falls along her shoulders like a waterfall in the dead of night. I look back at my grandmother. She's wearing freshly pressed pants and a blouse with circles and stars on it, her auburn hair perfectly in place without a loose strand. Her round, rosy cheeks and thin lips are stained the color of an Arkansas black apple, and she's wearing the same gold and pearl earrings she's worn since my abuelo died. Between my mother and grandmother, I'm a blend of both. Short, head of wavy auburn hair, eyes large with dark yellow-green colors. I don't have Mom's complexion, one that, as she once said, shows she is a descendant of the Yoruba.
Emilia viene de sangre española, Abuela replied. She resembles my side of the family.
She may have some Spanish ancestry, Mom said, but she also has West African blood coursing through her veins. She needs to know all parts of her heritage, not just the European one.
Bueno, Abuela interrupted. Remember, most of our family came from Spain, and some from Ireland. That's why your hair is that color, mija.
See? But you can't deny the Orishas guide her spiritual journey as well, Mom said.
Ay, muchacha,
Abuela responded, clearly frustrated.
She's baptized Catholic.
You baptized her Catholic, Aurelia, Mom said. Then she whispered to me loudly enough for Abuela to hear.
No matter what, nunca dudes lo que está en your mind and spirit, mi amor.
That, and sea como sea, our Yoruba heritage teaches us to respect your elders. Mom kissed my forehead. I smiled. Abuela frowned.
Come on, Mom says now. Let's eat breakfast.